nor the coop. Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week on this program I explore the paradigm-shifting events and people that are bringing a big revolutionary change to the planet, a big change in consciousness. And tonight's guest is one of those people, and I'm very happy he is back in the New York area. It is Robert Young, who we'll be talking to tonight. And Robert, good to have you here.
Good evening, Alan. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good, and I'm very happy that you have returned to the U.S. because, let me just give a little background about you, Robert. I guess you can call yourself a spiritual teacher, someone who's connected to higher planes of thought or feeling. How would you describe yourself?
That's a good question.
When
people ask me to describe, it's very difficult because I don't feel that I'm teaching anybody anything. I feel that I'm opening the doors to things, but not necessarily teaching. So I don't know what you'd call me apart from a door opener.
Well, a door opener is good. It's better than a door stopper.
Yeah.
I was listening to the video that you did recently on YouTube, and you were saying that there's new ways of knowing, or there's a knowingness that's just being present in people. There's something new happening. Can you go into that a little further, what you were saying at that YouTube broadcast?
Yeah, there are many, many things that are new for us all. But they are with us. We just don't notice it.
Well, like many, what? Yeah, well, tell us.
Okay. There are senses that tell us people are in the room. You know, even if the lights are out, you know if somebody walks in.
Yeah.
There are senses that tell us that a person has something bad in mind, or they're frightening, or they're nasty people, and you don't have to meet them. You can feel it. You know that if you're a fisherman and you're out there, you know that there's a storm coming. There are all these signals that come to us that we've been calling, I suppose, intuition, but they are more than that. They're actually senses that we really haven't registered yet. And they're coming into the major part of our life, so that they're very, very important to us.
I mean, those are really key points because, I mean, it seems like, well, they've always been around, but there's something about this time where we're bringing awareness to that way of perceiving. Would you say that?
That's totally correct. And most of the things that work well for us, we've either forgotten about or they're unknown.
Like, what do you mean works well? Like these senses or other things?
Yeah, the senses as well as the outcomes. Most of our experiences have a story with them, and the biggest ones we speak about, particularly now, are the things that seem like a coincidence, or they come out of nowhere, or they just appear, or there are a set of circumstances that you couldn't possibly put together. So we're starting to feel the interaction with something more than just our logic or our organizing.
Right. There's something, I mean, it's so important what you're saying, because I guess what the overall teaching is to be aware of more of our capacity as human beings. I think this is what you're saying.
That's totally correct. But awareness, awareness of not just our capacity, but of our skills. that we've never taken notice of.
Right. And you also present these skills or knowingness in terms of nature as well. I mean, walking through the forest with you, it was really a great experience because we'd move from place to place and you'd say, did you feel how this spot is different than this spot or this tree is different than this tree? And because you have that awareness, you made other people aware of what they already sensed, but they weren't aware that they knew. Right?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. That's a good description of how I live my life. I do feel everything, and I don't realize that other people aren't the same. And so when I walk around with you and you keep saying, tell me more, I really have to pinch myself and say, well, I thought you knew. And then when I do tell you, yeah, or when I tell somebody else, well, you knew anyway, but you just weren't aware.
Yeah, it's like being with a really high-class wine taster, and it's like, oh, and then you taste the wine, and they say, oh, did you taste that fruitiness, or did you taste that little bitterness, or that aftertaste? I mean, there's sensitivities and skills that people have that everyone can have, but they've created that articulation, that awareness, and their awareness bring other people into awareness. So it's a great thing that you're doing in developing the potential for humanity.
That's great. Yeah, I really get a lot out of it. Ever since the first interview with you, you know, life has taken a different direction, and
it really has. Yes.
In a big way. So
I'm just curious, going back to that first interview, I mean, what would you ever think that, you know, you gain or you like reach as many people as you have just by that interview? What was your thoughts about that?
It was strange, really, because the interview was great. I just enjoyed it. I hadn't done that before. It was quite unusual to be asked questions that normally I wouldn't speak about. And to be able to just express things without really having to have an explanation that suits anybody.
Right. I love that. I love that about, you know, you and about doing the show, because we don't want explanations that suit people. We want to really create new realities. That's why I call the show that. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. And since then, you know, I've been able to keep track of what people expect of the world. I never took much notice of it before, because the world was running fine for me. And now I see that it's important to say, look, there's more. And what you think is a collapse is actually just a change. You know, it's really, really simple. If you're going to put something new in your life, if you're going to put something new in your flat, you know, and it's full already, you're in trouble. You can't put another dining room table in if you've already got one there.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you see, like, there is some kind of big shift happening on the planet. Can you tell us what you see and what people might prepare or be aware of? What do you see?
I think the biggest thing is people have experiences through their life where they realize the power of their heart. And when they realize that if they're driven by their heart, nothing can stop them. Mm. And now we're entering a stage where the logic, I suppose the approach from the head and these repeated standards no longer works. And even in business, you can see it every day. All systems fail. And just about every system is failing at a rate that they really have trouble keeping up with. Mm. If we drive our life from our heart, our whole standard is different. It doesn't care about problems. It doesn't have any. It doesn't care about competition. It doesn't have any. It's unique, and it just walks through the troubles of life and makes them disappear. Mm. And everybody has had a time where everything's been perfect. And now we're looking ahead at a continuous perfection, but not one that's measured, one that's experienced.
I mean, you use the word perfection. I think people have a distorted idea of that. Perfection to many people, well, me too, is like it has to be exactly the way we want it. I mean, it has to fit an expectation. But I don't think that's what you mean when you say perfection. Can you describe what you really mean by that word?
Yeah, perfection doesn't need expectation.
Mm.
Perfection is a point in time, which is now, and that now moves along on our time scale. But each moment is satisfying. There is nothing wrong, even if it looks like it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. It's working within the realms of perfection that you feel in your heart. If I can explain that further.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street and someone says hello to you and you're really excited about meeting them, you don't see the 50 other people that walk past with a miserable face.
Right.
And therefore, the life that you're leading is a life of perfection at that point in time.
Because you're living in the moment, because you're experiencing the now, is this what you're...
More than that, you're experiencing what makes your heart sing.
Oh, in that moment, you're experiencing your joy.
Yes.
And that's perfection. That's the perfection of the moment, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, you take a young child, perfection to them might be a doll or a teddy bear or a skateboard. A 21-year-old would be a motorbike or a makeup kit or something like that. Each time, perfection changes for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it happens every moment.
Yeah, our heart is where it is in that moment. So,
yeah.
Mm. But how do we get to that place? I think a lot of people have a hard time dropping into that place that gives them joy. How do they get there?
That's our natural state. Mm. So you stop doing the things that annoy you. You stop doing the things that I suppose you'd say get up your nose. And if you get into a situation where you feel like you're bound by that situation, realize that you can walk out the other side, and then it's over. It doesn't keep going. You're walking to your normal state of joy and happiness.
Well, I like that, and I've heard it before, and I really feel that our normal state is joy. That's our natural state, and everything else that's been on top of it is unnatural. But we've we think it is natural. I mean, there's so much brainwashing or conditioning in that, that I don't know. I don't know what to do to get people out of that.
Well, the big thing is to be able to see, not to have to do. So if you can see there's a telegraph pole in front of you, you won't walk into it.
Right.
If you can't see it, you may walk into it. And then the solution is not to pull all the telegraph poles out. The solution is to see. And it's not by placing a rule and saying, well, if there's a telegraph pole, I'll take a step left. It is by simply seeing and allowing your being to do the job. All the active forces around you will just naturally make it happen. You know, if you want to walk, you don't get your book out and start again. You just walk. And you don't have a set of rules.
I mean, everything you're saying is exactly the sort of paradigm I'm hoping New Realities creates. And there seems to be a momentum towards this way. I mean, this new way of sensing and feeling and being. How does that connect with relationships with one another, you know, couples or friends? How does this type of way of being apply to that sort of interpersonal thing?
Once again, a very good question. If you put it through your mind, you'll come up with enough to keep you going for 10,000 years.
Right.
If you put it through your heart will say, I've had enough of this rubbish, I'm not going to take it. And it won't go into that vibration. It will refuse. It will sense that it's not really what it needs, and it will find a way not to change the other person, but to make whatever's happening suitable to you. And that might be just to agree with the other person, this is rubbish, and I'm tired of playing with the rubbish because it's going out, being thrown out, it's traveling down the drain, and if I get into that flow of rubbish, I'm going to be looking after rubbish for the rest of my life.
But people want to hold on to rubbish. They want to hold on. I mean, some do. Some don't.
Yeah. Well, it's a natural response for the body. And this is the difference between a being and a body. It's like take the stallion that is being prepared for dressage.
Yeah.
That stallion, let it go and it'll break the fences and roll on the ground and get itself into all sorts of trouble. Put the dressage rider on, and that beautiful communication between the rider and the horse produces a precision that's hard to believe. It's a perfection, a calmness, and a precision where the respect between the horse and the rider changes the life of both of them.
Wow.
And this
so how do we bring that into then relationship, that perfection in a way?
Each person can see themselves as the dressage rider so that they relate to their own body the same as you relate to the stallion. Once you do that, the precision is such that the support between male and female becomes natural. The energies that the female can't handle flow out through the man. The energies that the man can't handle flow out through the woman. And it is a natural phenomenon.
It sounds beautiful, and I've seen people, it seems your relationship very much like that with your wife, who's a great person. And other people are coming to this state of awareness. It's just slowly becoming, it's not the norm, but it's... you know, hopefully it will be at some point.
I think everyone will recognize that that's what they've been looking for. And it's only a matter of a few of us holding that so that people feel safe to go there. Then we've done a marvelous job.
I mean, I think it is what people are looking for. That's why they know when they don't have it that something's not working, you know?
Yeah, and really we should look at that, because many people live in the not working, and you can't blame them for that because it's not working.
Right, so, but that's all they know. It's all they're aware of.
Yeah, and everyone needs to know that you don't have to change that.
Okay.
You leave it and move on.
Wait, so let me absorb that. You don't have to change what's not working.
That's right.
You leave the relationship, or you leave what?
You leave what's not working, whatever that may be.
That could be the person itself, you're saying.
Well, could be. And in many cases it is, but that's not the key. The key is don't try to fix. It's past that time. We're now to a point where if you're on the wrong bus, you're going to the wrong place. There's not another one that can come back and take you where you've got to go. So you don't get on the wrong bus. If you do, you get off real quick.
Well, how do you know you're on the wrong bus? You might not know until you arrive at your destination that it's not the right place.
Well, yeah, that's possible. But the big thing that's happening now is there is precision, there is sensitivity. We do have more facilities available to us. Our friends see well before we do. And if you have a proper connection to all the people around you, you won't go wrong.
Right. Part of that is trust. Part of that is living in the excitement and the joy and tapping all these tools that's at our potential, at our disposal to have.
Yep. And it's a realization that everybody does know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Everybody does know more about you than you do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, what you're saying overall is that there's basically really a new way of living on the planet. I mean, it's new, but it's naturally who we are. And in this new way, everything is going to change.
Correct. And it's up to all of us to communicate to one another what we see. The gentleness of our heart and the strength of that gentleness will do that. It will open eyes so clearly and produce so much precision that we'll be able to feed ourselves through the eye of a needle.
So let's do that. Let's take that step by step in a way, because that's what I'm after, and a lot of the things I present in New York, it's about opening our eyes to this bigger thing. I mean, I think you're also hinting at possibly things you haven't said before somehow.
Yeah, you're probably right. Many of the things will come out over the next sort of 3-4 months. But mostly what has to come out is that there is a way. And that way is held within each person. And they do know, if they can't really put their finger on it, all they have to do is offer their gift to everybody else, that gift of wishing everybody around them, you know, a perfect life, perfect health, and a magic future. and they'll get 10,000 times that back. And that will change their life.
Huh.
It's a bit like the Pay Forward movie.
Right. Well, then, I'm also curious how the whole ET, the whole connection to beings that are not just off the planet but are in higher dimensions, how that fits in with this new way of being, because you're in touch with something beyond.
Yeah, and everybody is, even though they say they're not. And it's a case of, I don't think there's a person on this earth who hasn't had either an interaction or a fright from something unknown.
Right.
And or even a dream.
Mm.
Much of that is now being settled, if you like, by the precision of the use of our heart. There is not so much scattered discussion about it or scattered reaction. And therefore, the reality of what is there is starting to come into our sight.
Right, but many people say that some of the ET races don't have that capacity of heart or love that humans have, and that could be why some of them are here. Do you go along with that?
Totally. We have in our midst same in people.
Right.
Yeah. And there are visitors here that shouldn't be here, and there are people who are residents that shouldn't be here. We all know that.
Because they're not coming from this heart space, huh?
That's true, and many of them don't know that it exists, and even if they did know, they wouldn't know how to do it because they're not designed that way. It's like you wouldn't put the person who has been throwing bricks around all their life in cleaning your crystal glasses. They don't have that skill. And it wouldn't matter how long you taught them. You know, you'll probably find their physical being is just too big, too solid, too awkward. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just everybody fits where they need to fit. And it's just like that multidimensional thing, you know, where everyone, no matter what position they're in, is the first one from their creator. And therefore there is no hierarchy. And we're coming to that here. Like the hierarchy in every minute depends on where the focus is. If you're running a company and the focus is on the management, well, the managing director is the key man. But if the focus is on sales, the sales manager is the key man. If the focus is on turnover, the person who is actually doing the work out there is the key person. And therefore, you can get rid of the general manager. He's not needed. They're the things that are happening in business. On an everyday basis, what's happening is it's like going to a barbecue, we call it in Australia, where everybody just turns up and somehow everything gets cooked. Everything's organized. It just happens. And if somebody falls over drunk, someone else picks their gear up and does it. It just doesn't matter. This is the life that we're going towards.
So the planet and people on them definitely are moving into this heart space. So are the ETs here to learn from that? I mean, why are these beings here? What do they want, and how are they here to assist? And yeah, what's their connection, really?
Okay, very, very many different aspects. And we just call about ETs in general as a fairly broad statement.
Yeah.
And so you could say anybody who remembers their origin from somewhere else is an ET.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. And that's a big proportion at the moment. never used to be, but it is a big proportion of people. And in amongst that broad band, you have visitors who have come here from other planets via direct transport, who have turned up on this Earth and have changed themselves to the point where they can live here. Mm-hmm. And some of them have visited for short terms because that's all they can handle. Many have come and died because of disease. And so there is a very, very long history of experimentation to actually be able to get here, just like us going to the moon. If we were going to Mars, there'd be a lot more disasters and a lot more experimentation. If we found somebody on Mars, we would have to bring them back and analyze them. This has happened on this Earth as well. And unfortunately, the focus that we have has been locked on that because of all the advertising, because it's very spectacular.
Right.
Where you get visitations and the technology is such that it's past the mechanical type technology, you don't know the visitor is there except you can feel it.
Right, right, right.
And sometimes they appear, sometimes they don't. But it's just like the old story of the angels appearing.
Mm. Right.
Whenever there was a special occasion or something, somebody had to be told something, they talk about, even in the Bible, the angel appeared and spoke. This still happens today. And it happens many, many times, many thousands of times a day.
So why are they here now? Why are these people ET? I mean, what is this all about, this time and this evolutionary precipice that we're upon?
Okay, well, they've always been here, but not in the numbers that they are now, and not with so much ease. The ease now is so, put it this way, well-defined. So the special people who are supposed to be here to hold the energies for those who have come or been born here or have been here forever to do the projects that they've come here to do. There are many who have specific projects, many who come here just to hold the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's extremely important that people can see there is more than what's been, the world is presenting to them, because there's a time delay between actual and what is shown to you. You know that turmoil can be happening in the world, and you know that it's been fixed, but it's just going to take time for it to actually come through.
Mm.
It's the same from outer space, and each one of us can ask for help from wherever we like, and we will be assisted by whatever is necessary. And if we want a vibration to be sent to a certain place to cancel the turmoil, that will be done by a group of ETs. That's part of the overall plan. Mm-hmm.
So we're really getting assistance at this point to uplift the vibration and really create a new heaven and a new earth as it's...
That's true. But the biggest assistance is to take the static out of everything, and to remove the turmoil, to stop the reaction.
And each one of us is sort of like geared to do that or responsible for ourselves.
That's right. That's our nature. If you dig right inside yourself, or if somebody else tries the same thing, what they find inside is that perfection that they've always wanted. Mm. They find that person is standing in their shoes. And it's up to us to hold the mirror that says, have a look really who is here. It's not the one that's in turmoil. It's not the one that's tied up with having difficulty. It's not the one that's complaining. It's that beautiful person that you and I know.
Right. I get that. I mean, that's sort of key to what you're talking about, is that keep going back to that perfection that we are. The other question that I have is this whole idea of us being interdimensional or multidimensional beings, and there's ways of opening doorways to these other dimensions and stepping through these portals or vortexes and actually experiencing different realities. Talk about that and what the purpose is and how we do it.
Yeah. It's as easy as daydreaming.
Mm.
When you're young, you know, and you're told to do your homework, or they're trying to teach you math, and you're not really interested, it's easy to just disappear and go to the beach and be right. Very, very happy within yourself because you're at the beach, and you can remember every part of it.
Mm.
That's a parallel dimension.
So with our minds, we slipped and went somewhere else, and we're actually are there in a reality, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. And it's not with our minds, it's with our intention.
Okay. Okay.
Our minds don't do anything like that. Our minds can't do that. So when you're walking through the bush, say, or the woods, you can feel yourself step through a dimension. You can feel, or sometimes you can see that shudder in front of you, the ripple in space in front of you, and you can step through that and feel the energy change and feel yourself go into a totally different world. And you look around and you think, this is not the same as what it was 2 steps back.
That's why we have to go to Sedona, because, I mean, my experience of that place is that there's so many different vortices and entries into other realms there that it would be great to experience that with you.
And I'd love to do that, and we will.
Yeah.
And there's more that we will experience, not just in a particular position. But we can decide to actually do exactly that in our own backyard at any time we want.
And how do we do that?
Intention.
So if I want to open a doorway to another dimension, I just have to intend it?
Yes. Same as you do if you're sitting at a table and you intend to talk to the person across the table and not let anybody else hear it.
Yeah. I've done that. But it seems like, okay, intention, but, you know, I was sitting in my apartment with our good friend Victoria, and suddenly something clicked for her, and I felt there was this doorway or this portal that opened, but it was only because it wasn't even intention. It was something shifted in the way thoughts were happening. And then the reality was affected beyond that.
Yeah, that's actually a glitch. That is, it's like you get, have you ever seen smoke just come up and all of a sudden swirl because there's two different breezes?
Yeah.
And there's no reason why it should make a vortex, but it does.
Yeah.
This can happen with two people and two energies, or with many people. And you can get that glitch that produces a vortex, and you can also get one that is so massive it's like a cyclone in an instant. And you think the person has blown up, but in fact it's a glitch.
But it's not quite a glitch. I mean, a glitch would be something that would be intentional. It can be directed, so it has intention behind it, though, right?
Correct. And it's fun when you do that, when you blow smoke rings, isn't it?
I guess that's the difference, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we really live a multidimensional reality in lives all at the same time.
Yeah, totally. And when you feel a presence and you're really enjoying that presence, and then somebody walks in and it disappears, you get disappointed. But right. occasionally, you feel that presence, and someone comes in, and they don't disappear, and the person freaks out because they feel the other people there.
Right.
And there's the one that's exciting, because that shows that you have been invited into that dimension, and they're not going to disappear just because of intrusion.
You see, this is the magic that you're bringing in with that awareness, and I know is possible. I mean, there's so much more to experience than what people have lived in their day-to-day suffering. I mean, there's these wonderful possibilities.
Yeah, and you notice it's all lighthearted.
Yeah, right.
But it
also is all about the willingness to drop out of the box, get bigger than the box we put ourselves in, you know?
Yeah, and I'm listening to you on that. I don't understand that myself, but I know when I talk to yourself and to others, they say they've got to get out of this box, and I really don't know how you get in one.
Right. I mean, I'm not in it as much as other people, but I would like to even go further. But I look around and see, wow, those people have really, you know, locked themselves in. And how do you open the doors for those people that are shut down or shut in?
That's what's coming.
What
That's
do you mean?
The magic. That's the magic.
Well,
the magic is you can transport them out of the box.
Well, how?
That's coming. It's a sensitivity and a connection to that person that changes the vibration of everything around them, and it makes the box disappear.
Wait, take that a little slowly. So if I see somebody that, you know, for whatever reason is locked in there somewhere, if I have a sense, an attunement to the sensitivity of who they are, I could help open a door for them, you're saying?
You actually melt the whole box. And you do that by connecting to them and lifting their vibration, and the box will disappear.
How do you lift the vibration of another? That's the interesting part.
The first one thing, and I've said this to you before, and to many people, never ask how.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me about that. Okay. So you just do it. I mean...
Just do it.
When you say you don't ask how, you're talking to the part of us that just knows how to do things, and you just do it.
Correct.
We should have a T-shirt that says, never ask how.
Yeah.
But so you just do it, because we actually all know when you say do it, yeah. So, okay, you just do it. You just lift them. And suddenly they melt, and their vibration has shifted.
Yeah, and the world around them changes immediately.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything gets brighter. You know, the shadow that's around them goes. The pressure around them disappears. They're lighter. And the joy is unbelievable. And most times they'll burst into tears because they recognize who you are.
Wow. So that's part of this shift that's coming to planet Earth, the ability for us to start to be in touch with that and do that for others.
Yep. Because we've spoken about it, it's already started.
Yeah. I mean, that's a major worldwide kind of plan to execute, you know? Would you say that's one of the key reasons why you're here at this time?
I would say that's one of the key reasons, yes. And there are a couple of other things coming after that, but that's, like you say, that's the key reason. That's the relief. That's the, oh, thank God.
Right. Give us a glimpse into some of the other things that are coming, just a little preview.
Well, you know, our whole standard of living is different in our heart to what it is in the world. The alignment of those two things is exactly why we're here. Nobody wants to struggle, and nobody has to. And all of us know how the world can operate without these difficulties and without the struggle and competition. And we all know that there's plenty for everybody, and that all we've got to do is stop carving everything up and it'll serve us all. So that's within us, and that's what we've all brought to this world. And as soon as the realization of that appears in headlines, I've done my job.
Well, what you're saying about in the visions and the images that come is really of a golden age, is what you're really describing.
Probably. I haven't seen the definition of the golden age, but it's what it feels, yes.
Well, it's that the heaven on earth, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. This whole idea of that kind of living in bliss.
Yeah, because that's what we carry. And we carry that. We carry the full knowledge of that within each one of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been dreamed of for a long time, but you're saying it's actually within the possibility of achieving, maybe within the next few years. Is that too weird to say?
I think it'll be shorter than that.
Shorter than the next few years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
That's amazing.
Well, we've reached a momentum now where the realization of people is in the top half of an exponential function. It's like for every one person in 1960 that had a bit of a wake up, we're now 10 to the ninth people each second.
That are waking up.
Yeah. Because of the interaction of all of us. It doesn't look like that when you look at publicity, numbers, logic, and all the things that are measured in terms that can be published in a paper or whatever. But you have a look how many people you know that are aware at some level.
Well, those are the only people I know, actually. I mean,
there you go.
But that's me. I mean, I'm looking for that, you know.
Yes.
It's like,
and you know what? You're a good measure for the world.
Oh.
You might not think you are, but you are.
Well, I feel like maybe different than the mainstream, but maybe I'm becoming mainstream, you know.
Yeah, well, mainstream is sort of disappearing.
I guess. Well, it's really exciting, everything that you're covering and everything you're doing, and I know you've been changing as well. We're almost out of time. We just have another 5 minutes, but tell us, like, how you feel you are shifting moment to moment.
it's very difficult to explain, but probably the best thing is to note that as the world goes ahead, I have to maintain a vibration that can bring the unknown into whatever vibration the world presents. And as the world changes, I've got to change as well. And that, in a physical body, means a lot of cellular change. To increase your vibration by an enormous amount, you need to change a lot of structures. And
well, it seems like you're actually regenerating your structures. I mean, you definitely look younger than when I met you.
Thank you. That means that I'm doing something right.
Well, you are. You're doing a lot right, but is there, I guess, I don't want to ask how, it's just like the whole shift is just with the intention.
That's true. And it's just a case of I know beyond a doubt that if I'm to stay here and stay with everybody, I have to develop at a faster rate than them.
You have to keep one step ahead just to kind of set the pace. Is that what you're sort of saying?
Yeah, and to stay ahead when the awareness is going up in an exponential function means that you have to stretch yourself a bit. And I've done that, and it's working. Knocks me around sometimes.
Well, I liked what you said about the unknown. It's like, even though I think you do have a vision of what's possible, you're still sensing that there's things we have yet to be aware of is coming to the planet, and that's exciting.
Right. Like you, I look forward to every day, and I look forward to what's fed to me. In amazement, and it's such a privilege to be able to pass it on.
Well, you're doing a great job, and you know, like always, it's really fun to talk to you and learn and know. It's not so much learning as knowing what the potential I have in myself. It's a reminder of who I am.
So we don't learn anything and we don't say how.
Right, but we remind each other of who we are.
That's correct.
And so, I want to say to you and other people that you're going to be speaking in New York on February 20th, Saturday night at the ARE at 7 p.m. That's 241 West 30th Street on the second floor. So I'll talk to you about that. And we're also doing a retreat at Earthgate with Robert Young and a few other teachers. And you can call Susan at Earthgate at 570-618-0068 for more information about that. And thank you, Robert. Any final words that you care to share?
I think the best thing for all of us is to remember to offer everybody you see the gift of a perfect life, perfect health, and a magic future.
I love that. That just uplifts me, those words. So thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon. I appreciate it. We'll do more videos. You can see a video, a really great interview, the one that we mentioned earlier, the first interview Robert did. If you go to YouTube and type Alan Steinfeld, Robert Young, it should come up. This is New Realities with Alan Steinfeld. And if you want to reach me, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net and check my website, newrealities.com. Thanks for listening. There you go.